Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
35957.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Deborah Moeller, M-O-E-L-L-E-R.
Spell that one more time for me. I'm sorry.
M-O-E-L-L-E-R.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not pulling up an account for you. How can I help you?
Well, it has to do with getting the mixer for $2. That's what I scanned down and found the customer service number, and that's why I'm calling you, because unlike all the comments, I never received a confirmation number. I never received, it said I won. It took my address. It took my credit card number, everything. And when I checked the next day, it had taken $10 out of my account instead of $2. Took $9.99 out of my account instead of $2. And I have heard nothing from anybody about the getting or receiving the mixer, the KitchenAid.
Okay, well, to get the KitchenAid, it's a sweepstakes offer to win it. So if you do win, you do pay your shipping fee for it.
Okay, but it said $2 on there because it was the big, huge, you know, unbelievable win. And it said I won. That's why it took all my information. But now I'm trying to understand, well, you're paying $2 for the mixer and the rest is shipping? I haven't received, I've checked my emails, I've checked my texts, I've received no confirmation, nothing. And
so
the way the
remarks
are going, yeah, they took $9 out of my, $9.99 out of my bank account.
I'm not,
that's why I was
account.
Concerned. I don't
you.
Understand.
This was done today?
No, this was done 2 days ago. That's why I'm concerned. I just didn't want to be ripped off.
Okay, because
the way the sweepstakes is showing, you pay, it's got a sign up, like it's at Walmart, discount on KitchenAid mixers, $2, and you do a drawing, you do a spin off, and it showed I won. It said, congratulations, you won, and took my information for my address, zip code, credit card number, and when I checked I didn't hear anything. I kept looking for a confirmation through my email. Email, I didn't see anything, so I checked email and text, nothing there. But when I checked my bank account, $9.99 was taken from my bank account and not $2.
Okay, with that $9.99 charge on your account, is there a customer service number listed there?
I have to call my bank and get it from them.
Okay, because they're the ones that's responsible for that charge. You've reached me here at ByteHub. We're a separate company.
So you've got the same promo with a bunch of different companies. Because when I looked this particular company up, it come up out of China.
No, ma'am. And again, you've reached me here at ByteHub. We're a meal planning app.
Well, this here is also where it showed winning the mixer as well.
Okay, well, it's probably
getting
some
on down.
When you go on down, those are additional offers that you can include, and that's probably how you got our customer service number.
All right, honey, thank
you for
talking to me.
We're not affiliated with that mixer, so you'll have to contact your bank.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.